Hello, Odyssey fans. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Jesse, have you noticed there are so many families on Adventures in Odyssey right now?
Yeah, we've got the Perkins, Wyatt, Bridget, Carla, and Ron.
And of course, the Meltzners with Eugene, Katrina, and Buck, and the Kendalls with Connie and Jules.
And don't forget Maury and Suzu with Whitnow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a family.
Yeah, but today we're talking about the Calhoun family, Joseph, Kayla, Cooper, and Trey.
And specifically, Kayla Calhoun and the actress who plays her, Chantel Kaysen.
We met Kayla back in the episode Good Job, and we learned more about her in The Snow Must Go On in the club in September.
And she'll be on more episodes in the club next year, too.
Let's talk to Chantel about playing Kayla. Jesse, the forecast for today's podcast is sunny with a 100% chance of Chantel Kaysen.
All right.
Chantel, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with your first show for Odyssey, Good Job. Writer-director Kathy, and it was a good job. You did a great job. But writer-director Kathy Buchanan told us the story of how she was deciding between two names for your character, Callista and Kayla, and really decided to leave it up to you on the day of recording. So why Kayla?
You know, Kayla just felt so organic. And I remember seeing, you know, that there was a deliberation about the two names. And when Kathy threw it out there to say, well, what do you think? I was like, I think based on the names of her other family members, you know, I've got a Cooper, I've got a Trey, I have my husband, Joseph. It was something about Kayla that just resonated for me. And the way that she is written, I said, I think she feels more like a Kayla than a Callista.
The whole Calhoun family is like so cool, and just the interactions and the chemistry you guys have together. So talk about that first experience of recording Odyssey, especially with your on-air husband, who's played by Phil Morris.
Let me just say this. Phil Morris is a legend, okay? And I say that with the most regard and respect and reverence for him. He's just such a multi-talented actor and the consummate professional. So Phil just makes everything easy. And then when you mix in the boys, it's weird. It's like putting on your favorite pair of shoes and you lace them up and you're like, oh, this is a good fit. This is really comfortable. We just played off of each other. With the Calhoun family, everybody just fell into their own rhythm. And I recall that first episode that I did with the family, and Kathy was just a wonderful, like a conductor for an orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
She just assembled each and every one of us in terms of like orchestrating the timing and like the connection and like giving us a little bit of free rein to play within the lines, you know, to have those moments of like a chuckle or a family moment or to kind of ad lib, because each one of the boys has like a unique personality. Like one's kind of laid back and, you know, another one's kind of like a little bit more of like, you feel like his shoe is always untied and you want to go, tie your shoe. And so it just was seamless. That's the most I can say about my recollection of the first episode.
Oh, and it sounds that way, honestly. I mean, you're such a talented family in real life and of course on the show. So talk more about those two actors that play your kids, Preston Butler III and Paul Mikel Williams, who are just fantastic. So what's something about those two that maybe our listeners wouldn't know?
Well, now, Paul is also a dancer.
Ah.
Is a fun fact that I found out about him the last time we were in the studio that I didn't know. And then for Cooper, he's actually a lot like his character. He's just an easygoing guy. I don't know if I have like a wild and zany fun fact about him, but he is a nice guy also.
Oh, well,
you're really just getting started. When it comes to Odyssey families, you have a lot more time to get to know. And hopefully in the post-COVID environment, you'll be able to be in the studio together and actually have a little bit more of that camaraderie. It was fun in the summer hanging out in the parking lot and seeing you all waiting to go in, and you were kind of connecting. It almost seemed like for the first time you were really starting to see each other rather than just hear each other.
Yeah, I think this last time we recorded in the parking lot, that was kind of like that became our green room, right? And for those listeners who don't know what a green room is, it's basically, you know, the living room or the family room where the cast or the company hangs out in between takes or in between filming or recording. And so, you know, because of COVID, I think one of the things was that we were just so grateful to be in each other's presence. You know, mm-hmm. We'd been home for a long time, and it's, you know, it's great to be with your family And I think after a while, you're just kind of like, I want to get out into the world, please, and see people. And the cool thing about working as an actor, or whether it's like audio or whether it's like television or whether it's theater, is it's a sense of community building. Mm. And so it was really nice for us to reestablish that feeling of community, right? And then we get to go in the booth and play, and we're like all this instant family.
You alluded to theater. You've done some stage work in the past. Actors have told us before, Chantel, that our show is actually closer to working on stage than it is to traditional voiceover. Have you found that to be true?
It is a lot like performing theater, right? Minus you don't have the live audience there. And what I mean by that is the characters for the Calhoun family, they just feel very real and they're familiar, right? Like, I feel like there's a little bit of each character in us, or either in someone that we know that's close to us. Mm. Adventures in Odyssey provides you as an actor the opportunity to kind of have that live, even though it's recorded, that live experience in a booth, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so how are you like Kayla? I mean, you're not a meteorologist in real life, but how have aspects of your personality made it into the character as you've recorded more episodes?
You know, I think the biggest thing is that Kayla is a nurturer, right? And I'm a mom. I have a teenager. I don't have teenage boys. I have a teenage daughter. A lot of times as a mom, you have to see the dreams of your children, even when they thought they had them and then they kind of lost their belief, and you have to be that role model that's like encouraging and that visionary that lets them know they can go a little bit further. Or sometimes when someone's being a little lazy, you may have to give them a nudge. That's one of the ways that I'm definitely like Kayla.
Well, it's funny that in The Snow Must Go On, the rest of the family seems to forget that you're a meteorologist.
And they don't care. And you know what? That is so accurate, because when I think about my daughter's name is Lana, she's 14. She just started high school. She could not be less interested in whatever I'm doing that's like super cool, that I think is really cool. That's Kayla, right? Like, hey, I'm trying to tell you guys about the weather here. It said, and they're like, yeah, well, whatever, Mom. I'm like, okay.
Well, hey, you've done some super cool stuff, right? I mean, some national radio commercials. And of course, radio commercials are kind of a different process than recording an audio drama like Adventures in Odyssey. So how long does it actually take to record a 30-second commercial?
You know, sometimes I've gone in and I've been there for a couple of hours, and sometimes you go in and you're like a party of two, meaning maybe I'm playing a mom and my husband is there and he reads some stuff, I read some stuff, and like 15 minutes or half an hour later, if everyone's ready on the other side, like on the soundboard and the engineering and whoever the client is, you could be like in and out. You know, usually it's just waiting. The waiting time that comes is for approvals, because you have a lot of people wearing various hats trying to decide, like, does this sound like exactly what we want for the campaign? Or when we go back, let's do some alternates, or they'll call it like, let's do a B, or like an A, B, or C.
Mm-hmm. Editors like options. They like flexibility.
Yes, they do.
Right? Okay, so outside of acting and your professional life, what are some of the things you do for fun? What are your hobbies? And how do those activities perhaps go hand in glove with some of the acting choices you've made?
I love traveling when we didn't have, you know,
yeah,
concern for that everywhere. I am learning how to roller skate again, I say with a tinge of embarrassment. I'm not the best roller skater, but there's something about being at the roller skating rink, like with friends.
Right.
And I don't know if it's like the spinning light or the neon and like the music, but it just transports me back to like a girlishly giddy and silly time.
Now, are these old school roller skates, Chantel, or are these roller blades?
These are no. When I say roller skates, I mean old school with the stopper on the toe.
Four wheels on the floor. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I think this is a perfect time for one of my favorite parts of the show, which is our TRQ.
TRQ!
Or totally random question. And this one comes from Eugene Melsner.
The Eugene Melsner.
I don't think so. But that's just the online name of this question asker. The question is, what is a nickname you had as a child?
Oh, wow, Eugene. So here's the deal. I'll say this. My name is Chantel, my family always called me Sean. So of course, when I was, you know, younger and it kind of varied from individual, like extended family member who would come over, it was like Shawnee Wani Pawnee.
Well, let's get back into the studio for a second. Even though we have been dealing with some COVID issues with Adventures in Odyssey, was there a moment in any of the shows that that you've done so far with us that really stands out, something that was very special to record?
The snowstorm was special, was magical, because, you know, at one point you're being directed, like, imagine like being on a hill, or when you think about someone bobsledding and, you know, you're going left and it's like, no, it's like right. And then you're like, there's a tree. Ah! That was a really fun episode to record. I have to admit, it was just so much fun.
That's a cool look back. Now let's look to the future for a minute. And this is a really, I think, hard question. If you could play any part in any production, what would it be?
Any production?
Yeah.
Like, it could be a production that's already out there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is really going to date me. There was a show on called Land of the Lost.
Oh, yes.
And it was all about, like, these prehistoric dinosaurs. And it was way before CGI, I feel like.
Oh, man. The absolute worst special effects. But yes, so wonderful.
Yes, but it was something about the characters that were constantly being chased by dinosaurs. I don't know what that says about me. I do recall, like, you know, I've taught kids of various ages before, like theater and just like voiceover work and what have you. And so younger kids always love visual imagery, right? When you can like say, hey, we're going to be tigers. Or, we're going to be dinosaurs. What kind of dinosaur are you going to be? And so it's something about that show that I would love to be running from a dinosaur. I don't know what it all means, or Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Well, if you could have anything happen to your Odyssey character or the Calhoun family, what would it be story-wise? I know that our writers like to listen to the podcast. Maybe it'll give them some ideas.
Ooh, can I pick more than one thing?
You can.
Okay, so I think the first thing that came to mind when you said that is I recall the last episode that we did, and I don't want to give away any story plots, but how committed Trey was in being of service, right? Mm-hmm. And the challenge that he had with feeling like he, you know, like he was so energized and so like vested in being of service to the point where I think some people found him a little annoying. Trey is, he's such a sweetheart. He's, you know, he's Kayla's baby and her baby boy. And I actually think I would love to see him, though I know he already is, I would love to see him make the choice and want to go to the church and be baptized, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would just be interesting to watch him come to that conclusion at the age that he is and make a commitment separate from what his family already practices.
Mm.
The other thing that I could think of is I would love to see Kayla and Joseph renew their vows. I'm pretty cheesy. Yeah, I'm pretty, like, I'm very, like, oh, I would love to see that.
That's a romantic idea.
Yeah.
And, of course, if you're being chased by dinosaurs at the same time, you would know.
Listen, but here's the thing. The vow renewal couldn't just be easy, right? I mean, between Trey and Cooper, somebody's right? going to break something. Something's going to happen to the cake. I mean, there's going to be this whole issue of, like, what happened to your father's tux? What do you mean they don't have it? So, you know, it would be the probably wind up being the acceptance of, you know, the commitment is the fact that we're all here. It doesn't matter about the whole big ceremony, but I'd still love to see him try and have it.
I could see that. Okay, now let's look at the other side of the coin. Is there something that you really would not like to see happen to your character or to the Calhouns?
I think this is, you know, I can't speak for all actors. I mean, I don't want to see death come upon them in any sort of way, mm-hmm. right? I feel like the Calhouns could face anything together as a family. But I don't know that I'm prepared to see them be torn apart in any way by like missing a crucial family member. So that's probably for any of them, including my character, Kayla, that's the one thing that I'd be like, oh, please, not that.
Right. Yeah. Well, Chantel, this has been so much fun to talk with you. And just this conversation just really makes it just so obvious that you and your character just it's the perfect fit. I mean, really, you just bring so much energy and life and fun.
And warmth.
And warmth to the character, and just love the Calhoun family. So thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, everyone, and to the Adventures in Odyssey fan base, like for the folks that are listening. We appreciate you. Keep sending questions, and we look forward to engaging with you more and more.
And you know, Chantel, they really are enjoying the Calhouns, too. In the Adventures in Odyssey Club, we have forums where they get a chance to share their feelings, and the feedback has been very positive. So we have no reason to believe that anything negative will be happening to the Calhouns anytime soon.
I love that. That's awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. This has been a very fun pause in my day to sit down and be still and have a moment with you all.
Thanks. You can hear Chantel as Kayla in The Snow Must Go On in the club right now.
Also in the club, we've got all of Album 71, A Slippery Slope.
But if you're listening on the radio or online, the second episode of this album, Please Adjust Your Frequency, airs this weekend. Let's hear what this episode is all about.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey...
Are you Mr. Incognito, the famous detective?
Depends who's asking.
My name is Dee Amzel.
Creative.
Buddy, Zoe, and Jay create a radio show that's a little over the top.
Let me just open the door. Whoops, stepped on the kitty cat.
Tune in to the next Adventure in Odyssey.
You can find a list of radio stations on our website, or you can listen there this weekend. The whole album, A Slippery Slope, is also available on CD and download.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family. Check out our website at adventuresinodyssey.com.
You can join the club at aioclub.org, or you can talk to someone in person at Focus by calling 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day's an adventure.
Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey present the Imagination Station Books, an exciting series for readers ages 6 and up. Through Wit's greatest invention, young readers will travel to the Colosseum in ancient Rome and a longboat in Greenland.
I am Eric the Red.
They're Viking.
And there's so much more. When you visit theimaginationstation.com, you can find study guides and devotionals, plus fun family activities. More information at theimaginationstation.com or 1-800-A-FAMILY.